Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
iHeart Podcast Update, this week on your free iHeart Radio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet-sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Green Chef. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every kind of lifestyle. They deliver easy to make meals right to your home. Then you cook them and eat them. We'll talk more about it later. But if you want $75 off your first three boxes, that's $25 each of the first three boxes. Go to greenchef.us/rose75. That's greenchef.us/rose75. 75 for tasty home-delivered organic food. This episode is brought to you by Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin supplement packs right to your door. They are made specifically for you, and you don't even have to leave the house. We'll discuss more about Care Of later in the show, but use the promo code ROSE30 at takecareof.com for 30% off your first month.
Oh,
yeah. ABC always be Cam. Oh, God, I'm going to always be Cam. And by that, I mean I'm going to be a freaking douchebag. Will you accept this tool in a really far side part with a beard? Like a really far side part.
He's gross.
He looks like the tip of a penis.
I wouldn't know, but I'm going to agree with you.
Yeah. God, it's our time to shine. We're in our safety hole. Everybody's strapped in and ready to go for the safety hole. Hello! Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arda Marine. Please forgive that it's a little later in the day going up today. There's a reason for that. There's a reason. We were waiting. Somebody's been, I don't know where, overseas doing something with the troops, I believe.
Yeah, that sounded the opposite of a safety hole. I had jokes. It was a comedy tour,
right?
In Niger, Bahrain, and Egypt.
That sounds. We put a pause on that. Let me just introduce you.
It's Jaren.
New songs,
truckers.
Oh, I want to dance with my friend.
No.
On the dance floor, you're my friend. I've traveled the world with you. I know that you're a late night gal, and you cause some trouble too. If you were my platonic lady, life partner Aaron Foley, I would put a ring on it. We would have 48 cats and live in Los Angeles, but sometimes New York City. I love you. I love you. Will you accept my friendship, Rosebud, Aaron Foley?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Also, you loan me $17,000. Cowbell.
Oh. Right up to the last second. That was gold.
I have an album coming out. It's all hits.
Wow. Because every single one is
every
a hit.
Every single one is a single.
You just made.
It's all singles.
Made my year.
Oh my God. New songs.
It's going to be my
new songs.
My ringtone.
That's Avery Pearson comes over and plays with me. Oh new songs. God. Did you love it?
I loved it. I loved the first one, and the second one made me forget about the first one.
You're like, fuck the first one.
That's the first one was a piece of shit.
The second one's your trophy wife.
This one was my trophy
wife. Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you, Art.
Okay, across from me is a woman in a caftan who basically we needed, again, it had to be the dream team today. It's like, do we record on Tuesdays? Normally, yes. Are we going to record on Wednesday, but up later? Oh, fuck yes. If we get to have this duo, oh, fuck yes. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce our next guest. Oh! She's our secretary of the state. She bought me masks to smile. I love her. I've traveled with her. I think that I might break into her house in Los Angeles, and that's not. I love her, Miss Paget Brewster. Don't say a pun around her. She'll call you a serial killer, but then she'll say, my name is Paget Brewster. I'm the Secretary of State, and I will go on Amazon, and I'll buy you a one-piece bathing suit. I love her. I need her. She's my friend. Also, will you loan me $17,000?
I owe you $17,000.
No, I want a loan. Everybody's going to loan me $17,000.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I love my song. I love them both. I love this new one. You're hilarious.
Look what Paget sent me. Look what Paget sent me.
I sent five.
I have five. Oh. Will you take a picture with five? Paget sent me in Atlanta.
Oh my God, it's called Celebrity Cutout.
Yeah. Okay, we need a photo. We take a group photo. Wait, I can cut out the eyes. You can cut out the eyes. Okay, who's going to take the picture? Here we go. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. We're podcasting right now. People, there'll be a photo on my Instagram page of us in masks doing the podcast right now. I can't imagine this is big business for whoever made these.
All right, that's perfect.
There, somebody, we found somewhere masks of my face for sale on a website called Celebrity Cutouts. Will you please all order masks of my face?
Cutouts.
So some guy thinks this is the best.
But her eyes are so pretty. I don't want to pop her eyes.
How crazy is that? You can order them. Eyeliner. They're only a couple dollars. Will you guys please, listeners, will you order 1,000 faces of mine so the guy thinks it was the best bet he ever made and his kids can go to college?
What a random business to start.
Yeah. What a very random. And what a very specific person. No offense to me, but it's not like I'm like Ariana Grande or something.
Nor would I get a Ariana Grande cutout.
Paget.
She would sue. She's no fun.
Did you like your song?
I loved my song. I love my song.
Oh,
my
God. I wanted it to be inspired by Barracuda.
It's very, it has that guitar line.
It was like
that
vibe. It was that vibe of you doing karaoke in Nashville.
Thank you.
Like just down and getting it.
Oh, crotch gray.
Tana, Katie.
Hello.
She says she can't be Tana anymore. It was her birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday.
She's 29.
Thank you.
Oh, 25.
Wait, how? Really?
Yeah.
20-something?
29.
I don't remember.
I'm in my 20s.
Guys, me too. Me too.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, it's not great.
Okay. Well, let's just get started.
It gets better.
Unless it really does.
It really hurts. Then it starts getting worse.
There's like, you've got like a peak, you've got like a window.
You got a small window.
What was your favorite year, Paget?
Ooh.
You look so pretty today.
Every year's my favorite year. When you compliment me.
You look so
right now,
big.
I'm living my
Thank
best
you.
Self.
I had my eyebrows microbladed a couple days ago. So they're shiny because you have to put Aquaphor on them.
Yes.
Don't touch my eyebrows anymore.
I had lashes.
I went right
permed.
For your eyebrows when I saw you. I'm so sorry.
I had a lash lift and a lash dye this week. So they're like
Beautiful.
Dyed. It's like a perm. I got like my lashes permed and dyed.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Do I look so ready for a party?
You look like you're ready for the prom.
Wait,
for
so
sure.
You have them dyed darker?
I had them dyed because they're blonde, so I had them dyed darker. I wish they were brown. They only had black. It feels too dark, but...
No.
Really?
No, it looks great. But you usually do...
Makeup.
Flawless eye makeup. So
well,
is this
it runs.
Less?
It or? Runs. It runs. So this is just so I don't have to deal. Now I don't have to do anything in the morning.
Yeah, me too.
Nice.
Okay.
Me too.
Guys, let's get started. I made a theme song for this season. Let's hear it.
Roll Tide!
you just remind me of home. My name is Hannah B.
It's loud.
Will
it's loud.
She, won't she, find her dream lover and go all the way to the legal bone zone? Will she take it to the legal, bone zone? If she humps a guy in the fantasy suite, will she find her man or will she just hiss like this? Welcome to this season of Will You Accept This Rose? Hannah Beast podcast season begins!
Amen. Thank you so much. I've had time on my hands.
Wow.
Oh my God, thank you so much!
I love it. I love it.
How do we feel about Hannah?
Is this a musical podcast?
Yeah. It is. Guys, yes. How do we feel?
And what songs did you bring?
Yeah, where are your songs?
I'm working on a couple of new hits.
What did you think? What did you think of Hannah? What do you think? You've been out of the country. You came back and you pounded the show. What do you think?
I binged. I'm not sure if I've ever pounded.
You didn't go to Pound Town?
But tomorrow I'm going to start pounding
pound
so much of ABC.
I went to
Pound Town with some of my favorite classics.
Let's go to Pound Town.
I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed both episodes.
Me too.
You know how much I hated her last time.
We all did. I love it.
And I have to say, I don't know why you just say it, that she, I like her. It seems like she's comfortable or more genuine and like is like, let's just go for it. Let's just have a good time. And I'm like, oh my God, I kind of like her.
Me too. And I actually feel like she's the only one who's literally like, I want a husband rather than I want Instagram followers. Yeah. I think she wants to meet somebody. I think she wants to make a family. Like, I don't think she came here just to get brand deals.
She seems very genuine.
I agree.
And I mean, and this is like almost a compliment, I guess. But she just, you know, she doesn't seem smart enough to be like
clever and manipulative enough to be doing it to sell diet gummy bears.
Right. Yeah. She seems like a very genuine, honest person.
I agree, and I'm surprised because I did not have high hopes.
I know.
Do you like her? Paget, how do you feel?
I like her now.
Yeah,
I like
her
after the second episode.
Yeah, okay.
But I just thought it's over. This franchise is dead. This is never going to work.
Yeah. And now?
Now I'm very invested.
I like how openly horny she is.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I love it.
She's going for it.
Dum-Dum is going to fuck.
Dum-Dum is going to go to, Dum-Dum wants to go to Pound Town.
Dum-Dum's ready for Pound Town.
Sex with one person, right?
Yeah. Dum-Dum, okay. But
it's probably been a while. Because she talked about how she had sex with that one boyfriend.
Yeah.
She thought she was going to marry.
I mean, let's talk about her no underwear dress, which was amazing at the rose ceremony. It's like, well, that, like, who's her, God bless her. She's on ABC Family, like full no underwear.
No underwear. You can't.
You can see like her
all the
like,
way down.
Fucking pedal thing. Was yeah. Insane.
I mean,
you saw the pedals.
Yeah. Well, she had the tape on boob thing.
But
I didn't notice that. But I'm glad to hear that.
No panties. You know what I mean?
No
like,
panties.
God bless her. But you know what I mean? I'm like, whoa.
I'm the gay one here, and I didn't notice any of that.
Well, because there was all the holes
down
the side.
Oh, the side. Yeah.
But had it? What was she just wearing? Like a thong?
You can't.
No, you can't. You can't.
You can't.
Oh, because of the size.
So full commando down below. But I'm glad she wasn't freewheeling up top because that would just make me jealous.
No, my friend and
unless
they
were fake. Unless they were fake.
Well, my friends and I were talking. We're like, how are her boobs so great? But
those would be good
things,
fake though because they're small.
Like, oh. Yeah, no.
Those would be really good.
In a perfect world, I've never had tall boobs. I've always had real heavy ones, and I would love. In a perfect world, I would lift. Or reduce.
Oh, get a lift.
A lift. I would get a lift or a reduce and a lift.
The reduction is rough. That's an anchor scar.
Have you done it?
No, I have.
I have
performed the surgery in the off season. I have so many skills.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's a tough. It's called an anchor scar. They remove your nipple, cut a line down the bottom pendulum of the.
I have a friend who did it,
and then all the way under.
I have a friend who did it, and they look great
in a bra,
but still great. Great in a t-shirt. They look great.
I bet they do.
They're great.
That's the thing. You can't. They're great. If you're, I can't freewheel.
My sloppers have never been able to.
I would feel so uncomfortable too. Just like, if I have to like go outside to the mailbox and I don't have a bra on, I'm so.
Oh, I won't do it.
I'm so uncomfortable.
No, me neither.
It's sometimes I run up to the garbage can really fast.
Yeah, just like holding
whap, 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 and then run back.
Me too.
I wish I could do that. I'm so jealous of models and people in their 20s.
Yeah.
Who can.
Or like when you walk in friends and they never have bras on.
Oh, they all had bras on. They all had visible panty lines constantly.
They look like they're not wearing bras in Friends.
Oh, I
they like, might have been fake. I think they all had they all had they all had good boob jobs. They all had good boob jobs.
Well, their nipples were showing all the time.
But that's true. I
great
think great
booby jobs.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, here we are. And it's episode two, and this that dum-dum Cam, always be Cam, starts out rapping, and I just and then she goes, oh, he goes, I just want that real good, real give it to me, give it to me. I just, oh, no, she did that. I'm so sorry. She was rapping. I just want that real good, real give it to me, give it to me. She's a dum-dum, but she's sweet.
Yeah. I think there is a dum-dum in the crowd for her.
Yeah, me too. Who do you think is going to win?
Well, I can't wait for Luke to implode. That's going to be super fun.
He's like a combo of
also,
Chad.
Also, did you guys discuss this last week? That the way he introduced himself, I was like, well, there's seven Me Too women about to come out from his.
Oh,
like,
yes.
It was so
Wait, remind me.
Was it before God talked to him in the shower?
Yeah. No, he's like meat thighs
and
Timberlake.
It really made me like.
Meat thighs Timberlake.
Well, he doesn't work on his calves.
I got to write that down. Doesn't.
It's just a slab of roast beef from the knee up.
That, like, he has that like a. Like kind of dangerous, like
yeah, no, he does.
Energy.
Something's going because he can't even smile.
Made me
all
really
the way.
Nervous.
Me too. When he goes,
and I took advantage of it or whatever.
And he also said
he
was like, he goes, if I want it, I don't care. Nothing stops me.
I was like,
I just get
you've
it.
Assaulted
I go,
women
take it.
Before. Yeah. I literally was like, and then it's like that thing of like, oh, I had some really bad behavior, so I'm going to find God.
And then in the shower,
and then it's like,
God found me in the shower.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
it
started at ABC's
shower really
camera.
Does it. Yeah.
Another shower scene. He's
so much magic
he's
happens in the shower.
Too buff. It's gross. Like,
oh my God. He was disgusting.
I do not like it. His head is too small for his body.
So then Luke is a dummy. He got the first impression rose.
I still think he might win.
I think he's going to be.
I don't think
he's going to be top three, but
he's definitely
he's
top three.
I think when she freaks out in the coming attractions for the whole season, and when she was like, "Yes, I've had sex," I think it's because he's now a born again virgin, and I feel like he's the one who throws shade at her for having had sex. And like God still likes me. I feel like it's at him. But she's imagine if.
But she's won the top.
Yeah, who else would it be?
But imagine if somebody else won.
I think it's either him or Tyler G.
My friend had a theory.
Which
that
one is Tyler?
She has sex with? Shade at her.
Oh,
for
imagine whoever else, like if he doesn't win, whoever did win, watching them make out in the that room after the rose ceremony and the massage, like
that was a lot.
We're gonna get so then Luke got interviewed. Which one is Tyler?
Tyler C.
Oh yeah, he was the one. He's
I thought
got
it was
a,
either him. He's, or
I'm
Luke.
Sorry, but he's got a little violent creepo vibe
she
too
said,
for me.
Anna,
he's the one that I called the future because if he ever sexually assaulted a woman, he'd get away with it because the judge would be like, but his future.
Oh,
that's
yes.
his vibe.
Yes,
he looks like someone who went to Stanford, played water polo and then got away with assaulting women because his family was prominent.
Looks
like he went to Vanderbilt.
That's his
vibe. A good call. He's there's something about him I'm like I do not like him at all.
I love
the country western dude.
Oh my God, me too. I like him way more than
he's,
I thought
he's
I
like
would
a fun who's
Jed?
The country
Jed.
Western dude from a couple seasons ago that
James
got
Taylor.
Oh, no,
no. No, not James Taylor.
No, no, the gross one, Luke.
The Luke.
But then he got
like
gross.
A nice Luke.
He's a good Luke.
Oh, not the singer.
Luke.
Okay,
he's like a nice Luke.
But the guy you're talking about is the singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
I like him.
So then this Luke, the dummy, they go, Chris Harrison comes in. He goes, you got the first impression, Rose. And he said the following. To have a real connection night one and to see that I was affirmed that she felt the same way. Whew, man, it just makes me all that more confident. The grammar in that. It just makes me all that more confident. The grammar is hurtful.
But that's
that.
This show, his and I's relationship.
I mean,
get ready for all of it. Because it's
his and I's relationship.
I mean, there's so much bad his grammar.
But it's all about, like, there's a couple of them that it's just about him. It's just about the dude.
Yeah.
And that only gets you through the first like four or five episodes.
I don't think he's going to win.
Oh my God, no. No way.
So then she comes. She sends in a little note for group date. I'm looking for Mr. Wright. And she came in super cute in her jeans. She's cute. And then they go, they see Mr. J from Top Model. Mm-hmm. And then the drag queens, Alaska and Alyssa Edwards. And then they have to do speedos. I have a story to tell, and I don't know if I want to air this or not, but Mr. J, I was so excited to meet him because I watched every season, and he was so rude to me. He was so mean.
Oh.
He was so rude. And I was like, girl.
Why do you feel his justification was for being rude to you? Where
I've heard he's mean to everybody.
Probably.
I met him. I went to an Emmy party. I was at an Emmy party. I was at the Emmy party. It was the year Mad Men won. We were at the AMC Emmy party, and I went up to him. I was like, I just love the show. Like that. No one else. Everyone else is trying to talk to, like, John Hamm. Right. I'm excited that it's Miss J. Like, I can't, you know, I get excited for the reality stars. And it's Miss J. Oh, my God. He was such a dick. And I thought, we're both here.
With that hair, he was a dick?
He was such a dick.
Terrifying.
It was also like, dude, no one here knows who you are, but I'm the one who's your super fan. But, like... Yeah,
I'm so sorry. That sucks. You don't want to meet your heroes kind of thing.
It made me stop watching the show.
Yeah,
I loved it. I loved it. It was like, again, it was the person I was so excited to meet. And like, I was on Mad TV at the time. Like, I was on a show, you know?
Doesn't
like,
matter if you're on a show or not. Just be a human being.
He was not a human being.
Well, the question is, where was his mind space that he felt that was okay to treat anyone that way?
I think he's supposed to be really mean.
He's just probably a dick. But Alaska was awesome. She was making me laugh.
I loved her.
The character line, Dig Deeper.
I loved her.
I paused it and was like, I burst out laughing. That moment was like, I need to I was obsessed with her.
I loved, the Speedos, Mike and his size 15. Hey, girl.
I love Mike.
I love Mike, too.
Oh, Mike is too good for her.
He
doesn't belong on this show.
But I think he would make a really good bachelor.
Oh, he's so sweet.
He is beautiful.
And he has a nice smile.
Smart and elegant and aware. And like
raised by fierce women.
I love that guy. I love that guy. I don't think he's going to win, but I think that guy is already a knight. You can tell he's shinier than that.
I have to say. So then they all do wear their Speedos and they do their. How about John Paul Jones with his hair flip and his ass grab?
What is
he's like a waxen? He's fascinating. He's like Jordan, but without good one-liners.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a good example.
Because Jordan was very lovable and brilliant in his one-liners, and like John Paul Jones actually just seems like damaged.
Yeah. Also, his name is so weird.
His name is the bass player for Led Zeppelin. That's who John Paul Jones is.
Are you serious? Oh.
Yes, because my husband's a bass player, and he was like, John Paul Jones is the name of the bass player for Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, or like every fourth pope.
Something
so
like that.
Weird.
It's a weird name.
Yeah.
But also when it's like, why we have Tyler C and, you know,
I think
Ricky R, and then we have John Paul Jones.
I think
did he have that written into his contract?
Well, it's like, what's your Stone and Stone? What was his
Stone and Stone, Stone and Stone?
What was his, what was his first name?
Jack Stone.
We had Jack Stone.
Oh, that's true.
I think
three names.
It feels like a serial killer.
Yeah.
He's just weird.
He's so weird.
He's got like a weird, like,
can you ride the unicycle?
In dress shoes. That's hard. Yeah. With
he wasn't good at it.
That's hard to ride a unicycle.
At least
with no
he tried to have a skill.
Okay, oh, wait, hold please. Yeah. Wait for it. Wait for it. Okay, how cute was Jed, and he did the walk in his boots. The guys look good in their Speedos.
They all look good.
They all came to play.
Who was it who wore the ankles or like the knee-high socks though?
Who was that?
So one of them walked out with like knee-high socks on and like no shoes, just socks. And
I was like, that's a little weird.
I don't remember that.
So then they have the talent portion. John Paul Jones does his unicycle. Jed, he has a beautiful, like, so when we did the draft picks, we were like, this guy, he hasn't mentioned it yet, but like he got his heart broken and then he hadn't written a song since. And then like, so we're like, oh, he just came to get like a record deal. Mm-hmm. Turns out he's actually really talented and pretty charming.
Yeah, I didn't know any of that. But
he seemed like a sweet guy.
He doesn't seem like a, you know, who knows? He doesn't seem like a record deal type of dude.
No.
He's really charming.
Because just based on the reaction of when he stepped in on the massage parlor.
He was sweet.
It seemed like that was a genuine moment.
And then he rolled with it like a normal human. He didn't play to the cameras. He could have been a real turd about it.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like, dare I say he's there for the right reasons. Hold up. But he doesn't seem like he's ready for him.
He's my favorite right now.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
I didn't like
right
that
now.
He was like, that was unappealing.
I know.
Yeah. Oh my God. I loved him for that.
Yeah.
We rewound and watched that again.
Yeah. That was tough.
What so a then, genuine reaction. No extra words. Just that was unappealing.
Unappealing.
Unappealing. It didn't appeal
to
me.
It was a gentlemanly way to phrase it.
Beautiful.
Too. It was a very gentlemanly
really,
way.
Really well, yeah. well delivered.
So then we have Luke P. comes out, and this son of a gun, what a fucked up move. And she's damaged enough that it worked.
That oh, the his, yeah, so his goes, skiff, goes,
no
skill.
Skill.
He goes, I already gave you a piece of my heart, and I'm going to give you all of my heart tonight. Hannah, I'm genuinely starting to fall in love with you. What the fuck, serial killer? What?
Yeah.
That is so manipulative.
But it's working. That's why it's so shocking to me. Definitely he'll end up in three, in the top three.
Of course it is. He is always the first to grab her.
That's
he
all she just, wants, though. She just wants someone to say, you have value.
And you're it. You're it. I pick you.
Even
I like
if he's
more,
lying, she's still going
to
go for it.
I like
it.
You more than Kaylin. As long as, like, I prefer you to Kaylin.
Yeah. I don't know. So I just feel like I feel like it's too obvious. I don't think he's going to win. No, I don't think he's going to win, but I'm debating whether he's going to be the top three or he's going to literally implode out of the show.
It's feeling like he's going to lose his mind.
Because I think his body was so roidy that he might become like a weird hothead and like punch a wall or something.
Yeah, no, and then like, you
there's
know.
There's that ambulance
there's
ride.
There's the ambulance. I just gotta don't know. It just seems like it's just way too... It's just way too obvious. I think he's gonna roid. I think he's gonna roid out.
Yeah,
I really do.
I think he's gonna make it far, but then he's like really just gonna shoot himself.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, or actually shoot.
And then
himself
she's
in the foot.
Gonna like she's gonna fucking freak out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because she wants him.
Yep.
Like so hard.
She's and so horny for him.
Crazy. He seems dangerous.
He seems dangerous. Yeah. Also, he has really bad suits. His suits are colorful.
Terrible.
And ill-fitting.
But they
and
don't work right.
No, it's like, they're like 90s Steve Harvey suits.
He's just a big old idiot.
Yeah, he is.
He's just a, ugh.
And then he kissed her, and then she's like, it's so fast. Like, how do you know? I've known this man like 48 hours.
Not even.
And then he goes, I started developing feelings before I ever met you, which is fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's at like stalker level.
Yep.
Crazy.
I do feel like she has some intuition. Like, it feels she's definitely a little skeptical of him.
She is questioning.
Yeah.
But she's so attracted to him that
it's
overriding.
I know, it's hard.
It.
It's just like, what do you mean? But, wait, let's just make out real quick. But like, I don't know. Like,
this
just,
is
like,
too fast.
Yeah. But it is. It's
take
like,
off your shirt.
If there was no... Take off your pants. There was no cameras, it's like the start, like when you start like hanging out with someone and you're insanely attracted to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like this is just like the insane attraction part.
Yeah.
And then you know, by like the fourth or fifth time you're hanging out, you're like, oh God, no.
But I'm going to
keep going.
Yeah.
For a couple
Dude,
of months.
I think about some people in my life that I was insanely attracted to.
Yeah.
And then if you wait like 3 months and you're like, I have the worst taste.
Oh,
in the
it's
world.
You.
You know what I mean? You're like, I am so disgusting.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, please don't talk. Please don't talk.
Such an off picker. Like,
yeah, but you know that. Like, especially when you're younger, it's like you're like,
God.
Oh, look, I'll get a couple months
disasters.
Out of this.
Disasters, like some real disasters.
Makes me shudder thinking
me
about some of it.
And like when I think about like how like when you actually once you're out of the like coma of like oh or like the whatever the spell when you're like. Oh my God, they're so disgusting. And you think about like for like 2 hours, you're like, oh, and it's like, you're like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So many in this zip code.
Arden's past.
Oh my God, they're disgusting.
I don't know if I'm okay with you airing this, but have you ever, while having sex with the person you're dating, realized, you're foul.
Yes.
And I need to get out of this.
Of course.
How long do I wait? I'm going to fake it?
Of course.
You finish.
Quick, of course.
And then I got to figure out.
Obviously, yes. Okay. I mean, of course.
Thank God. Okay, then you can. Okay, then
of
you can.
Course.
Yeah, I know. It is unappealing. I'm sorry.
I remember having sex with like a horrible boyfriend and in the middle of it being like, I hate you. I hate you.
Oh, thank you.
Like, you hate your mom, and, like, you're mean to your mom in front of me. I hate you. You're a fucking loser. Like, this has to – I remember dating a guy –
And his family was rich, and he was such a dick and entitled, but, like, he didn't make any money, and I would pay for things. Ugh. And I remember we were at, like, his parents' house in the Berkshires when I lived in New York. And I remember, just like, I had driven there in my car. I'd driven us there. And I remember going, Arden, just go grab your key. Just leave your stuff. Just grab, like, your wallet. You can just leave all your clothes. Like, I was debating. I'm like, what do I have here? Like, just, like, walk out. Like, just, and I remember just being, like, literally daring myself, like, go. Just, like, walk out. Don't make a big deal about it. If you just walk through the kitchen, you just have your keys. They'll think you're just going to the store. You just drive away, and, like, nobody will ever find you.
Did you do it?
I think I dated him for, like, 6 more months. And then he, like, cheated on me, and I was so happy because I could be like, it's that. It's that.
Oh my God.
It's that. I'm out because of that.
You fucked Diane. This is the greatest day of my life.
And I've hated you for, like, 10 months. I've hated you for 12 months. I've hated you for 11. Hated. Hated. He was – everybody hated him, including me.
Thank you.
A piece of shit. He used to say stuff to me like, well, he was not an actor, but I found, like, a secret headshot. And at the time, I was, like, on a sitcom, and it was, like, so hard to get out of sitcom. It's so hard. And he was like, well, if all else fails, I could just do a sitcom. Shit like that.
Oh, my God.
Shit like that.
That's the worst.
I hated him.
Ew.
Okay, we're back. Anyway, so Luke P starts making out with him, and then she goes, he told me he was started to fall in love with me before I ever met him, and you know what? I believe him. What the crap is happening? And then she's...
This is good. There's good Hannah, bad Hannah.
Yeah.
Like, the good Hannah is like, okay, like, she's fun.
Yeah.
She seems genuine. She's making the guys feel comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Roll with it.
She's rolling with it.
Yes.
Bad Hannah, obviously, Alabama.
But bad Hannah also, bad Hannah, tide, and we'll get there, also comes in to the rose ceremony, bursts into tears. As if, like, a grandparent has died.
I truly thought that's what had happened.
It felt like
a family member died.
That's, and so
you're like, oh, she cray.
Fragile, super low self-esteem Hannah.
Yeah.
That's why the Luke stuff works. For sure.
That's why I think he's going to go far. I mean,
so then she goes, normally I would zone in on him and go, it's him.
Yeah, red flag.
And it's like, oh, you are doing that.
Yeah.
So then Mike, blasphemy to me, less than 2 hours?
Oh, yeah, he said it's blasphemy that you could use the love word within 2 hours.
Yeah,
Mike is just so real. Like,
I know.
He's just like, and Luke's like, what is blasphemy mean? Yeah.
I know.
Jesus.
I know. Mike goes, in the history of man, I have never heard a man, in the history of man.
Yeah.
No man has
He's
ever
like,
said
I was
that.
Just reading about the history of man like, before this group date.
And he
have
goes,
you read Sapiens? No man has ever said this.
Yeah.
And Luke's like, huh, what?
I studied hieroglyphics.
Excuse me?
Let me tell you, in the history of man.
I'm Meat Thighs Timberlake.
Has ever said.
He goes, well, it's in my personality. If I want something, I'm going to go and I'm going to get it. That's when I go, hashtag,
me
time's
too.
Up, time's up.
Me too.
Time's up, Luke. Time's up.
Time's up.
But that's what she wants to hear.
I know. She wants a confident, bold
She wants to
man.
Be grabbed.
Yeah.
She wants to be.
Yeah. She wants her hair pulled.
Yeah, she wants some, like, beef kick with, like, Hannah.
Hannah, love you forever.
You know who would be good for her is like Camille from Paradise, who dated Annalise. How pretty was Annalise at Sketchfest? Remember?
Wasn't she really lovely
and pleasant?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We loved Annalise.
She was like a little Sharon Tate-ish. Like that kind of bombshell.
Yeah. Yes. Annalise, if you're listening, you're probably not.
God
we liked you so much.
Yeah. I'm glad because she was such a
and her
broken
mom was
bird.
There.
And, you know what I mean?
She was in person.
That's awesome.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Is she
and
dating someone?
Lovely.
Is she like happy?
I think so. She wasn't at the time. It was last summer, so maybe now, but Venmo John was in love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
That's good.
So then Jed, he goes, it was great experience with the drags. I smiled the entire time.
Introducing drag queens to those meatheads.
He did
was,
the best he could. If sure felt,
some of the guys were really kind of like, oh, but I felt like Jed actually, like,
he said
totally
he
totally embraced
he,
it.
Like, yeah. He had a great time with the drags.
The
it made me go like, ugh.
Oh,
and then she goes, well, you were like dang good in a Speedo and that talent.
Dang good.
Yeah. Looked dang good. And then they had a nice kiss. I think he's not going to win, but maybe he's the next Bachelor.
Just I hope
Jed.
So.
Yeah. Hmm?
He's like going for Peter Pilot as the next Bachelor.
He has no personality. I think
Peter Pilot.
I feel like, love Peter Pilot.
Who's Peter Pilot?
Oh, Peter Pilot. Peter Pilot.
Right.
Oh,
I love Peter
no.
Pilot.
There's something so precious.
He's
about
oh, he
Peter
looks
Pilot.
Like a marionette
cute.
Of a boy.
He's cute.
I guess that's so that's that American hot that yeah. I don't get.
And I don't think
Whereas,
we've got
no, I don't think
him.
He's no hot. I think he's just
Did
precious.
I don't think we've
I think
got
he's got a real precious Here's quality.
Okay, great.
They're not
I
a good match, but
I don't
know. Sweet.
And I think he's going to be – I think he –
He
like
could
him.
He could clean up with a sweet girl in paradise.
Oh, that's true.
Didn't
true
he? Wasn't
story.
He wearing his pilot's
yeah.
uniform?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's
yeah.
also something.
There's something somewhat condescending about being from an aviation family.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
I agree with you.
Aviation.
I don't know.
Family.
And I feel like he's a little too yeah. into his aviation yeah. thing. Where he's like, I could
have
pulled
that plane. That's all he has. That's all he has is his aviation family.
You live in the sky and you live on the ground.
Yeah. Actually, my home is up there.
I think just he's like, kind of boring. Yeah.
Also, like, not to
like,
be rude.
But we haven't met
but...
him yet. We don't know him yet. And I think all we're
going
right. to yeah.
him.
But
wait, like, your dad's a pilot.
He does look
his
like
dad
an
is
area.
A pilot and the mom's a flight attendant.
That's, you know,
like, I'm like, that's not an aviation. That's just like, oh, they banged on fucking American Airlines 102 and you were born and then you had to take over the family keys.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? That's not like
and
an
aviation. And
if
they made a marionette.
Yeah. If his dad was like, you know, Air Force pilot general and his mother was an Air Force pilot. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
oh, you had a sloppy like a... week in an Albuquerque, and then this one pops out.
You banged a hot stewardess.
Yeah,
like
you know what
Pan
I mean.
I'm
that's an aviation family, but I still like them.
In the history of man,
in the history of man,
never.
No one has come out of an aviation family and won a reality
except
show.
For all the drags.
Oh my God,
the drags. Okay, I'm gonna
the
forgive.
Drags.
I'm gonna forgive him for the drags. So then oh, Tyler, boy. Who I have no memory of ever seeing before.
Exactly.
He was like, they basically dusted off Jared's brother, yeah. Jared and Ashley I.
Yeah, I know.
And
yeah.
they put him in a polo shirt and they sent him on a solo date in a
yeah.
helicopter.
I was like, who is
who
Tyler
is
G?
I don't remember him at
but
all.
But what even happened to him?
Okay,
nothing.
Wait.
That was the most boring.
Also, nothing
date
was
ever.
Revealed except that he
Dude.
Was. He feels lucky.
By
also,
the way, I think he had Botox because his face did not move.
So I'm sure
oh,
he did
because he wasn't
before,
revealing anything.
Before you might need to use the cork to hold the lemon in. Before, so while they fly off, that dumb Cam goes, "I'm here for the right reasons, ready to be her father," but she's making it kind of harder. Ready to be her father?
What?
That's. Fucked. I'm here for the right reasons, ready to be her father,
what?
But she's making it kind of harder when she's up
she
in a helicopter. He's a bad rapper, and I don't want somebody to come be my father if I'm the...
Oh. Is this Cam, idiot?
I hate him. I hate
ABC.
Him.
ABC.
The, oh, the lack of self-awareness is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
That he thinks this is like, this is cool. This is cool.
He also has insane crazy eyes.
He also parts his hair. He's got a receding hairline, but parts what he has left so far over near his ear and then combs it and has a very tidy beard. Yeah. There's a grooming thing that is fucked for me.
Who's the guy that has his part shaved into his head?
Oh,
it's like, what is this hairstyle?
Joey.
Absolutely.
This is a thing, though. My husband told me guys get that done.
Yeah,
I love that your husband watches it with you.
Me too. I don't know how much longer he's going
to
last.
No, he's got to. We should bring him on sometime.
Anthony so pretends good. To hate it, but he loves it. I know he does.
Yeah, Cam is, ooh.
So she goes.
What is his profession?
Look at his beard. He's too trimmed. He's like the tightly groomed beard
Recruiter?
Of a like a Pomeranian.
Oh,
his
no.
face
what
looks
is
like a Pomeranian.
Job?
Software sales.
Software sales.
Born
yeah,
his man alive.
So they go on their solo date. They're going an 8TV. She looked cute in her little white jeans.
How about full white? Are you ready to get dirty? I was like, this is whoever.
And then
I mean, that was
said,
hysterical.
She ever wear white jeans, by the way?
She just said, I'm a dirty girl.
She's in a full white outfit.
I liked it a lot. I liked I'm a dirty girl. I liked it. I like that she's horny. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
She's real randy.
I
love it.
We haven't had this horny since Caitlyn.
Caitlyn.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Caitlyn.
Yeah, you're right.
Caitlyn was mainly just horny for Nick.
Yeah,
yes.
But,
no, Becca.
Well, Sean, though, too. She wanted a bang.
That's true.
Yeah.
But
she was like,
it's nag. Okay, so then they're covered in mud. And then And then basically this was her way to apologize to America for her first date with Colton. I shut down a lot. Like, she's like, let me talk to you.
Talked the whole time. You didn't say anything.
Yeah, she's like, I shut down a lot. I struggled. How much Hannah do I? When you start talking about yourself in the third person, it's not good. When Arden feels one way, Arden goes like this. But then Arden goes like this. Ooh. And then she's like, I wish I could have just dropped my walls and just been Hannah. And this is how a fresh start. And he was like,
he's like, I would also like to. No, okay, not my time to talk. Yeah. I'll drop my walls when you stop talking.
He's the one in his bio. It said he liked to read, go to Soul Cycle, and hang out on his book. So I was like, there is no chemistry here whatsoever. No. Like, he's like a quiet dude, and you're like, Hannah.
He seemed very disinterested, too.
He seemed nervous. I liked when he actually asked her, what are you living for in this life? Like, what do you want? Yeah. That was sweet. That was,
but her response,
I want to have a family and be a mom, my own career.
Yeah, but she gave no, it's not like she was setting up, like, she had at least a three-prong, like, this is what I want to do. And then it was just like, I like looking up. There's a wallpaper.
I like being a human.
Then she
female.
Didn't say anything specific.
What is her career?
There's
she's
no
an interior
she's
designer.
She's an interior designer.
But like, then
but when you
say,
saw her house,
I want to do, like,
but then
I want to
her
redo.
House that was just filled, like, dirty closets. Like, that's not a designer.
No, you're a designer.
Thank you.
But there was no, like, action, like, no, like, spirited action plan, like, infectiousness of, like, this is how I'm going to be a strong woman. This is how I dream. She just literally was like, I want to be a mom, and then there's a job, and I'm here.
Well, she should
and
say what she really wants to do is, I want to be a mom. I want to have kids. All my kids will dress the same because I will make them dress the same because we'll live in the South, and they'll have monogrammed outfits, and they will all be clean. Everything will be clean, and my husband will be buff, and he will grab me, and he will grab me, and he will fuck me, and I will be happy.
He will grab me and fuck me.
And all my kids will win pageants. When they're not living in the closet.
Time to eat, Timmy.
God, he really, Tyler reminded me of Jared, though. He looks
so
like Jared.
Yeah, much. So much like Jared.
He's like Jared's buff brother.
Yeah.
There's five of them that look like identical twins.
No, she has a certain type.
That guy was just on the date. Nope, that guy was just.
They're very bro-y, clean-cut southern bro.
Yeah.
If you notice each season, all the ladies have their version of the type of, like, whatever. They all have, like, clones of one kind of a guy.
Yeah, and Chris is like, do you have a type? And she's like, no. And there's seven people that could be
mistaken
for
each other.
I still don't know which was which.
Me neither.
There's a lot of them.
So then they go on a group date, and they go to a roller derby. She looks super cute in her leather shorts.
Oh, my God. I was
so
jealous.
She looks so cute. I was really jealous. I kept thinking, and then she had her knee socks on. I was like, if I was in knee socks and leather shorts, my leg, it would just, I would need a lift. I would need more leg shown than knee, like that shorter. Like, she looked good.
If she figured that out on her own without a stylist, that is a gift.
No. She didn't because.
Okay, there's no way, right?
No. And
they
then
have a stylist.
And then, but then somebody fucked her over with that red dress with the holes on the side.
I thought it looked good.
But I mean, that was a crazy dress for.
It was a crazy dress.
It was a crazy.
I liked it.
I mean, she looked good. She did look good. She looked hot.
And no underwear, too. So that's
she's
telling
horny.
Us what
we
direction.
Got it. We got it. I love it. Okay, so they go to the roller derby. Poor Connor J is freaking out because he's never been on skates. She broke her arm last time she did it, but she just wants somebody who exudes joy. So they, whoever did the raked slope was brilliant.
Oh.
So the guys were all falling. Which
that's hard. I don't know
where
if
the
I
derby
could do
dolls play though. They play on that.
Because I've been.
Because you can
I
do
went,
flat. And
I
you can
went
do,
to the derby and like they could have found a flat one. But I like that they
no
fucked
fun.
Over. Yeah, the guys. On
I
the,
did really like that they highlighted the derby dolls and drag queens
Me
on
too.
Like episode one. I'm like, that's as much diversity as you'll possibly get.
Agreed.
Especially like, you know, showing like strong women.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I was like, that's cool.
And the LA derby dolls are great.
Oh,
yeah.
They're
really wonderful.
I went in Atlanta like a month ago to my first roller derby and it was so fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was super fun.
Yeah.
And the Debbie nicknames? Ryan. Debbie brought me. God bless her. Rookie of the year. We love her. We love her.
How's she doing?
She's really good. She's really a delight.
I know. I'm glad that you guys have each other.
I have a friend. I made
so
a friend.
Cute.
I made friendship.
Hey.
I'm a little jealous.
I needed one friend
right here.
I needed one friend, but in Atlanta, okay. I needed a friend.
Okay.
It's been a hard year. Fuckers. Yeah, yeah. Come on, man.
All right. I'll let you have another friend.
One friend. She likes you guys too.
I know.
Okay, okay, okay. Mm. So then we go.
Was she 20?
26. She just turned 26.
Right.
I know. She's making Tana feel like, hot on her heels.
Oh, no.
So then we're back. We got Always Be Cam. He's such a fucking turd. So then we got Fred Willard. I love that they always have him every season.
And didn't they employ him after he got busted masturbating in that
Day? Yes.
And they were like, we don't fucking care. It's Fred Willard. We're going to have him on The Bachelor.
Also, I love that.
He got arrested for doing what?
He was masturbating in a theater.
He was masturbating
in a dirty cinema,
which also is, how is that? How is that a punishable offense?
See, that happened like years ago, before things got really bad. And it's like, now if that happened, everyone's going to be like, who gives a shit?
Who cares?
Yeah. Nobody cares.
It was like Pee Wee Herman or, you know, Paul Pee-wee Rubens Herman, got busted. And then 2 years later or 3 years later, Fred Willard got busted.
Fred was more recent. Shit. Fred was a couple years ago. It was recent.
Was it? Like 6, 7 years ago,
like
though,
was
wasn't
it? Was a while ago.
It was, I worked with him. It was after I worked with him. It was recently.
I like him, and I think you should be. If you're in a dirty movie theater, what do they think anyone's doing in there?
Yeah, go jerk off. Who cares?
Writing in my journal.
Also,
I heard it's because I read somewhere that Chris Harrison really likes him. That's why they keep bringing him back.
You can tell they have a really good rapport.
Yeah.
Weekend at Bernie's. Prop him up. Get him in there.
He's like 95. He does conserve his energy.
Yes.
He does conserve his.
It's like.
And then he goes and then
do you think he watches the season? Do you think he watches
Fred Willard? Yeah. I hope so.
I doubt it. He just queues up.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
Okay. So then we have. I'm eating, so I'm getting away from the mic so we don't get angry letters. So then we have Dustin broke his ankle.
Did he actually break it? It was so unclear of what happened.
I wasn't sure either. I'm not.
Because is he the talent manager?
Oh, did he really break his ankle?
He's what?
I think he fucked it up.
No. Okay. That's Devin.
Okay. Because he was like kind of walking. Yeah, I just sprained my ankle recently.
I sprained at Outside Lands and it hurt.
It hurts for a year and a half.
It hurts for 8 months.
When it's going to rain,
it hurts. It's been 2 months now, and I'm like finally now getting back to normal.
But you got to be really careful because you have a really high chance of spraining it again.
When I broke my toe last year, it really hurt.
Yeah.
They say breaking your ankle is actually preparable to spraining it.
That's what they said when I went to the doctor because I had such a bad sprain, and I had to hike 3 miles back on it.
Oh.
Yeah, it was terrible. And then the next day, I couldn't put weight on it for weeks.
WebMD needs to sponsor this podcast.
But that's why I was like, he's walking.
Yeah.
I sprained my ankle. I really couldn't walk.
You walked those 3 miles.
That's true.
I sprained it, I didn't know I'd sprained it, and I kept walking around that night, and the next morning it was looked like this microphone.
We were at Outside Lands, and I had to hobble around and do the show, and like that we try to get carts and go find my merch.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Oh, I was with you.
Yeah, it was brutal. Okay. Then we have Peter. Here's my problem with Peter. He does vocal fry. He's like,
I can't.
He's a pilot.
Peter Pilot does
vocal fry?
I hate it.
My dad.
I have not noticed that.
I'm
just wanting to get
It's a very specific vocal fry.
Maybe that's just how his voice is.
Maybe I flew you.
He's from the valley. I might have flown Westlake. So.
He is from Westlake.
But it's not like gravelly.
By the airport?
It's up north.
I have not.
It's like a.
No, the other pilot was the one from Westlake.
No, Peter Pilot is from the Valley.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Peter Pilot's from Westlake Village or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Near.
No, but his vocal fry is vocal fry at all.
You will now.
Now you will. I just
don't make me not like Peter Pilot.
I know. I'm with Katie. I love you.
A real precious quality.
That marionette
plus he's from
boy.
A strong aviation family.
It's hard to be a pilot when you're a marionette, but I just kind of.
My mom offered my dad peanuts, and then I was born.
Turns out they fucked in the lab. it said occupied. I'll be here all week. Peter Pilot.
So then Cam shows up in cowboy boots with flowers, barging in on the group date, not invited. And he goes, ABC, this is a very Cam thing to do. And people freaked out. And he's like, you know what? I'm not into. I just want like Hannah to remember me. You know, I'm just not into Hannah here dating other guys. And I was going to put my face. And she was like, what are you doing here? Thoughts.
Lame.
Yeah. What? Wait your turn.
Prompted by a producer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He just is so unlikable. And you're wondering, how much is it? him, or is it just like, okay, like, it's, this is your role this season? I don't know.
I also love that they always have a group date at a prop house.
It was the same place.
It's the same place.
They always do a prop house.
Unlike La Cienega.
Mm-hmm. Is that where it is? Yeah. Okay, we have to take an ad break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Green Chef. Green Chef is really cool. It is a USDA certified organic company, and it makes eating well easy and affordable, and it has all different kinds of plans. They send the food to your door and then you cook them. So you're like, I'm an awesome cook and I eat healthy. They have all sorts of plans, whether you're paleo or vegan or vegetarian or pescatarian or keto or gluten-free or omnivore. I don't know what your deal is, boo. All I know is you look good in your jeans, girl. Okay. That is what is Green Chef. They let you choose, depending on how you like to eat or what your lifestyle is, they let you select from a variety of organic ingredients, and the recipes are quick, they're easy, they have step-by-step instructions, chef tips, and photos to guide you along. The food is super tasty, everything's hand-picked, and it's delivered right to your front door. Ingredients come pre-measured, perfectly proportioned, and are mostly prepped. You just put it together and you're like, oh, look at what I made. I'm an awesome chef. With Green Chef, it's easy to eat well and discover new recipes every week that you're going to love to cook. You can even switch up your meal plan whenever you're ready. If you're like, hey, you know what? Maybe I will eat meat. Or like, you know what? I'm going to only eat fish. I don't know. I'm not judging. You do your thing. There's a wide variety of high quality, clean ingredients, and you can feel great about what you're eating and how it got to your table. They make cooking easy. There's dinner options that work around your lifestyle, not the other way around. It's convenient. It's easy. Let them do the meal planning, the grocery shopping, and most of the prep for you week after week. Recipes include pre-made measured sauces, dressings, and spices so you can get more flavor in less time. Their expert chefs design flavorful recipes for your lifestyle that go way beyond ordinary substitutions. There's a diverse array of meal plans with plenty of options to choose from so you can actually stick to your goals and enjoy sticking to your goals. You can enjoy clean ingredients that you can trust, seasonally sourced for peak freshness. So I got some sent to me. They were tasty. I went for the vegetarian one. I don't normally eat vegetarian, and I gotta say, the vegetarian options were super tasty. So if you guys want a deal on this, you're gonna get $75 off your first three boxes. You get $25 off each of your first three boxes. So you go to greenchef.us/rose75. That's greenchef.us/rose75. This episode is brought to you by Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. Make health and wellness a top priority with the help of Care Of's monthly subscription vitamin service. Whether you're focused on glowing skin, boosting your energy levels, getting more sleep, or generally being more healthy, girl, Care Of's fun online quiz asks you about your diet, your health goals, and lifestyle choices, and takes only 5 minutes to find out your personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations. Your personalized Care Of subscription box gets sent right to your door every month with personalized daily packs, great for a busy on-the-go lifestyle, making it easy to take them and stay healthy. Also, there are vegan and vegetarian options available to fit any diet. I have to say, I love this company. The little box showed up. They made all my little packs. They had my name on each little pack. So every day, like when I travel, I'm such a mess. Just to be able to be like, oh, I'm going for 7 days, and I could throw seven packs in, and they have like little, you know, they write you cute little slogans on it. And when I took these, I was filming a night shoot in a horror movie in Dallas, and everybody on the movie had the flu, and we were staying up all night. And literally, I always get sick, and this is the only time that I was the human that didn't catch it. I mean, all I know, the only thing that was different for me is that I was taking these vitamins. I'm pretty sure I would have gotten the flu otherwise. That's my recommendation. Care Of now offers protein powders, girl, available in individual packets for on the go, and tubs, all personalized to your fitness goals and dietary preferences. We're getting you ready for paradise season, getting you ready for your tankini. Take advantage of this month's special offer for 30% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. Go to takecareof.com and enter promo code ROSE 30. Again, that's takecareof.com. Promo code ROSE30 for 30% off your first month. I really like this company. I really think they kept me healthy. Okay, guys, we're back and we're making tea. If you hear water, don't
write angry things on iTunes
it's
about
homey.
It. It's homey. We have water. We've got a
people
kettle.
People really write angry things?
They don't like when we chew gum or eat like a candy or eat nuts.
Oh, Lord help us.
Okay, so we have, we're in a prop house. And so then Cam's outside. I think do think that it was such a boring date that the producer sent each guy out to go fight with Cam.
Oh, yeah. Sure. One but after
like,
the other.
But like rather than go to Hannah, they're like, you're taking my time with Hannah. It's like, well, then why don't you go talk to Hannah right now? Why are you outside?
Yes.
Why are you outside fighting with him when you go talk to Hannah? Why are you talking to him? The guy that we picked.
Garrett. Garrett fucking did that. And I'm like, Garrett, fucking go talk to her. We all picked him to win.
Oh. But he's not as cute in person as he was in his photo.
Yeah.
I don't
remember.
Wait. Who picked?
We all picked Garrett on our draft picks. So I'm behind.
I know. Either was I.
We all picked Garrett on our draft picks. Because look how cute he is in the photo. He's the golf pro.
He's one of the blue-eyed, dark-haired.
They all look the same.
Right.
He just went to go talk to Cam.
He never spoke to her. And I was like, just go talk to her.
Yeah, dude, nut up. Nut up. Tana, will you make me a tea?
Yeah.
Anything herbal.
People also have reactions like they've never seen the show or don't know the rules. We talk about this every season. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my God, this isn't rocket science. Just get in there.
I do think, I mean, Cam showing up there was really lame. And he should have been his stupid little boots.
Yes.
With his crazy eyes. He's crazy. Have a wonderful evening.
I'm right outside your window.
He's going to kill us.
He was like moping into a harmonica. Yeah. Like that was very unalluring.
The moping into harmonica. Yeah,
that was very unalluring.
ABC should stand for always be conscious of your behavior on television.
Oh, he's so self-obsessed. And you're like, ew, you're such a creepo.
But isn't ABC originally from Glengarry Glen
yes,
Ross,
it's always be closing.
So do you think he even knows
that?
No, he thinks he made it up. Okay. All right.
He thinks that he heard it somewhere from somebody else, always be closing, and he's like, I like that.
ABC.
I would say
he has never read a play.
No, to the theater. No.
He never even saw the movie.
He's too young.
Yeah. He's too busy selling floppy discs.
I
was wondering
discs.
About that. Thank you.
So then she shows up, and we're... Oh, so then she gives Jed... He got the group rose date earlier. Oh, no, that was earlier. He got the group rose date, not Luke. And then on this, the broken ankle got the group rose date. Yeah.
For his silent confidence.
For sacrifice, yeah.
Yeah, for... Yeah.
By the way, Darren was so good at roller derby. I was quite impressed.
Yes, he was.
Oh, my gosh.
And then she shows up to the rose ceremony. And she's like,
Bad Hannah.
I just need my bangs. I just need to be real here. I just need to get a nap in. I think because she knew that she had to cut guys and she felt bad. Oh. But it was like,
by the time she's the next rose ceremony, she's just going to be like, take them all. Everybody made it. I'm going to fuck Luke.
Okay, let's talk about that. So we got the rose ceremony. She's like, it's like, I'm just asking everybody to be real. And this is so scary for me. And then somebody took her outside and was like, let's just scream at the top of our lungs. And she was like, why do I like to scream?
That's my like new. Yeah. I took a, because I watch with subtitles. So I have like a picture of her making a funny face saying, why do I like to scream?
Oh my God. And then,
why do I feel like I'm cracking all
the time?
Oh my God, that's so good.
Who was that? Oh, it was the guy with the terrible hair.
Joey?
He's got a terrible part.
No, that's the guy that keeps getting fucked over by
Joey.
Cam.
Joey, he has a bad part. He's in the service. He's very sweet. He's in the service.
No, he's the behavioral specialist dude, did the screaming.
Kevin is the one that she screamed with.
Okay,
yeah. He's the behavioral guy for specialist. Like PTSD.
But then she was talking to a guy that was in the service, and then Cam comes up and
that
he goes,
was Kevin.
ABC, I've got something planned for all three. I'm the type of guy that's a real dick. I'm the type of guy that has a terrible personality and fucking parts my hair like a lunatic. He's like, when I want something, I go all in. Will you accept this? What did he say?
Honey mustard sauce or something.
Oh my God, yes.
What is that?
And it was nuggets, in a ring. That was cute. I actually liked that.
What was the nuggets for? Was that
they
something
both
I
loved
missed?
Chicken nuggets. I don't know.
So they're children?
But,
okay.
I can't even.
But why bring what's his name along?
That and then the so other guys, I felt so. It was Kevin, then, right?
Yes.
No, it was so the same guy. Him. It's a behavioral specialist.
It was the other
he
guy.
Got fucked over twice by Cam.
It was Kevin. Because it's Kevin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think he's in the reserves.
Yeah.
But he like works as a behavioral therapist for like, the people with PTSD. Okay. Yeah.
And then he. Then so he waited. For the inside, he waited with his nuggets hiding in his hand, waited for him inside.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the nugget throw.
And he was like, hey, Cam, go fuck yourself.
Threw the nuggets
that nugget,
at him.
The nugget incident of 2019.
Go fuck yourself.
I wrote down everything I was feeling. Here it is. Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Yeah. And here's a fucking nugget.
Three nuggets right to the chest area.
Who does that? Yeah, I didn't throw them high enough. I didn't want to hit your face, but I did throw three nuggets at your chest.
And
go
they're greasy. They're going to stain your suit, dude.
Go fuck yourself, man. Come on, bro.
I have a lot of feelings. I'm a behavior specialist.
Go fuck yourself. I'm going to go scream outside to get this out. You should go fuck yourself.
Dude, I'm going to bend like over and I'm going to shove this nugget right up your ass.
To Cam a lot. I feel like Cam gets confronted by dudes being like, you suck.
That's actually like on record's fourth incident getting hit by a nugget in the last 3 months.
Because you see, like, he doesn't react because he's used to it. He's like, well, you know, got to always be Cam. He's
because you're a monster.
He's such a dick.
So then, last week it was a watermelon, doing a lot better.
So then Tyler, the other Tyler, his future Tyler, he didn't give her his coat when they were outside. And he goes, all these guys, she'll go, I'm so cold. None of them take their
coat
off.
They're all just like, come here.
They're all come in. It's like, you should put your coat over her shoulders and pull. Guys, if any of you future contestants are listening, when a lady says, I'm so cold and is shaking, you take your coat off, you put it over her shoulders, and you pull her in. And he goes, you know what? It's like the football tunnel. You've been to games in Bama. I like the way you look at me, is what she said.
All about him and how,
I like the way you look at me. Ew. She said that to him. Mm. But he felt like seeing her when he got out of the limo was like how he felt seeing the crowd coming out of the tunnel.
He's got two memories.
Yeah. And he doesn't play football anymore.
And that
it was like
literally
in college.
Is just, yeah.
Oh, he's the one that almost got drafted by the Ravens.
And then what happened?
Which guy?
The Tyler C.
Oh, yeah.
But his future.
Did.
But his future.
If you almost get drafted, that means you did not get drafted. And you are not playing.
I also almost
football.
Got drafted by the Ravens.
Yeah, we've all conceptually. I also almost played wide receiver for the New York Giants.
I also. You were so good at that.
You know what I mean?
You would nail that.
Please. I can catch a ball.
So then we have Luke P., the massage table. And here we go. They go in and he's like, oh, you need to know I'm really good with my hands. This is a preview. Basically, I'm going to finger you and blow your mind because God talked to me, so I can't go all the way.
Been like Shocker or something.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
And then
like,
she
that's
was like,
his vibe.
And then absolutely.
Yeah. He's the full Shocker 100%. Guy. So then she goes, you can take off your shirt, by the way.
Gross.
You can take off your shirt, by the way. And then she goes, can we just skip to the, what did she say? Can we just
skip to the
dinner
skip
and
the
go to the dessert?
Yes, and go to the dessert. Yeah. And they are like literally really hard night two.
Yeah.
Hour
really,
four.
Really grinding hard. And then he goes, and then Jed walks in, Luke Pete shirts off. She's like, it's not, I mean.
And her
then,
nose is like super red from his scruff.
Is that what it was? It was bright red.
Because like, because of rubbing, I think, against
You think
him.
It's kissing all the makeup on the end of her nose off? Is that
Both,
what's going
combo.
On?
Both, combo.
I think also because
it lasted for hours.
He has a
the
beard.
Red,
and
the
it's
red.
Like,
yeah. She was really raw-dogging. Her nose was raw-dogging that beard. Uh-huh. And then Jed goes, well, that's not super appealing.
I love
He is very cool.
I that like should that. Be the title.
And then she goes, fuck me. I don't know what to do.
Oh my God.
I don't
know.
That was
stupid.
And then she goes, shit. I don't know what to do. And she was like, I don't normally swear, but fuck, shit. I don't know what to do.
That was like a real moment. I thought that was like riveting.
I loved it.
Oh.
I think she has moments like that a lot where she gets caught up and then she has to like bring herself back and be like, no, Hannah, we talked about this. You're not going to act that way, Hannah.
Yeah, you can't be horny. You can't be horny. You can't be horny. Good girls aren't horny. Yeah. So then
she full on calls her vagina Hannah.
So then she goes.
Hannah, no, Hannah, back in the dress, Hannah.
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 So then she goes. Jed actually handled it really well. He was like, wow, there's a lot of dudes here who are after you. He handled that well. That's supposed to be happening. Okay. Something happening out there
is
supposed
to be sure the door
closed. So, yeah.
He I thought he was like... He handled like a rock star.
And he made her comfortable. He was like, there's a lot of guys here.
He was like, I feel like I should have went back there with my pants off.
Yeah. Could you imagine how funny that
was? She was like, yes, you should have. Yes, that's it. That's the problem.
Somebody stick it in. I want to feel something.
Yes.
I know, but he could have been. That's why I like him, because he didn't make it about him, right?
Yeah.
Like, and everyone else is like, this is how you make me. It's all about them. And he has a really good quality of
I hope he either wins or is the Bachelor or goes and falls in love on Paradise.
I know.
I really am rooting for him.
He's comfortable in his own skin, which is nice.
I also want to say. So then we go to the rose ceremony. She cut that cute guy from Buckhead, Thomas. He had a tattoo. There's a really cute guy, and she cut him. She didn't even talk to him.
He seems so offended.
I thought he was so cute. And I'm like, why didn't she talk to him? Yes, was he from Buckhead?
I don't know who that is.
He looked
Buckhead,
really,
Georgia?
He looked really cute at the roller derby.
No, he's from Detroit.
All right, somebody's from Buckhead.
Oh, I know. This guy.
He was so cute.
There was a couple of them that got caught that I'd never seen.
She never talked to him. She literally never talked to him. She never said one word. And there was a guy I'd never talked to.
There's
Darren. Yeah,
he's
he was so cute. He was so great.
He's
at roller
so
derby.
Cute.
Oh yeah, he's really cute.
He was
cute. Adorable.
He was very good at roller derby.
But it's just he's
she
not her type. Yeah.
He might be at Paradise because he's really cute. Yeah. People liked him.
So then we have Cam. Then we have Cam, and he goes to my future best friend, Miss Hannah Ayala, and people are like, "What?
Oh yeah."
Yeah.
He's like, "That's my last name. That's my last name."
And then he's like, gotta be bold. And everyone's like, fuck you.
We're not toasting to that.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. He'll be on Paradise, though.
Yes.
He's already he's guaranteed.
With the nugget
shaboom,
guy.
Like,
with the nugget guy.
Like, if you have a catchphrase, you're going to Paradise.
Yeah.
You're right. Waboom.
He's
done. So then, you're right. Shaboom. Somebody's going to throw a nugget. Waboom. Waboom.
Waboom.
Waboom. Did Waboom go to Paradise? Did Waboom go to Paradise?
I don't think he did.
He didn't.
But
he was that was
a
little bit too much.
Well, they like the dicks there because, you know, it's
John Paul Jones will be there just like Jack Stone.
Giving
out
communion.
Stone,
maybe.
Stone.
John Paul Jones will be giving out communion at Paradise.
After he does his hair flip. He's crazy.
Oh, he's just weird.
Okay, so then she
goes
in.
I bet he's a professional unicycler. I bet he's been on a unicycle for so many times.
Although he wasn't very good.
What is his job? What does he do for
He is John Paul Jones. Is his job. Is John Paul Jones.
Is being
John
Paul
Jones. Yeah.
So he's unemployed.
Yeah.
He's a psycho.
So gross.
So then we have, she goes to the confessional and Luke P comes in and then she goes, where do we talk? Right here? Right here? And he goes, you want to sit in my mouth? Sit in my lap.
Sit in my mouth.
I missed that. What did I didn't hear that.
Do
you want to sit in my mouth?
I want to sit in my lap. Mouth.
Never in the history of man is that been said. Do you want to sit in my mouth?
That's a good move.
God, it's crowded in here. Do you want to sit in my mouth? Oh, my next fucking level.
Do you want to sit in my mouth?
My God.
Okay, okay.
That is amazing.
Then we have, she goes, those are big words to say, love. And he goes, everything I'm telling you is 100% real. I am all in. I promise.
I didn't like that he interrupted her because she was like, oh, like, I just want to make sure, like, I'm skeptical. This is not a competition. It has to be about feelings. And he's like, oh. Let me just interrupt you there. Like, he just kept being like, I'm being, honestly, like, I'm being like 100% on. Like, there's complete honesty here.
He's awful.
Like, you said it too many times. You're lying.
She goes, he goes, I don't want you to feel like you have to be afraid of this with me. You can trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, and then, then the bug guy. And she goes, I might eat all the bugs. She's a dirty girl.
Oh, I like that, though.
But dirty. I love that moment. I was
she does that with the bugs?
She told him to eat all the bugs.
I know, but which guy was
she
that?
She goes, you put them all in your hand. You just put them in. You put them in your hand. You just put them in your mouth.
I don't know who he is. I don't care.
She just put them all in at once, and she goes, yeah.
She was like, crunch.
She has a real dirty deviant. She has a dirty little deviant.
I know. That makes her fun. That's what I'm like.
How about her dad with the flat ironed hair? What did you think of her dad?
I just fast forwarded. It made me too uncomfortable.
What?
Her dad with the, her dad has flat iron hair.
I don't remember the Bachelorette special.
That was in the Bachelorette special.
Oh, I didn't watch that thing.
He has he has a hair salon. He's got long flat iron white hair.
Oh. Well, I like that.
He looked like kind of like Richard Branson in a way.
Yes. Okay. I didn't know. Did I watch the previews for next week? What were the previews? What were the coming attractions?
It was coming next week on The Bachelor was a lot of she grabs one guy's butt. She's kissing a bunch of guys.
Yes.
Luke is watching with an 80s headband.
Oh, yeah.
And he's
she's
kissing. She's kissing these guys in front of me. It's a bitter pill. Or I think he called it a hard pill to swallow.
I think they do another photo shoot.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's a photo shoot.
Where the pilot that looks like crazy. He's picking up some speed. And that's,
I think he gets the next date or something.
Pilot.
So excited.
Just when I fly. My dad was a pilot.
I'm going to go home and
my
watch
dad was a pilot.
You'll see.
I know, Katie.
And it's
I
not
agree.
Like, it's not like
my
that.
Dad
it's not like a froggy Aaron, vocal fry.
Aaron, it's not true.
I didn't hear
you'll
it.
See,
I didn't
you'll
hear
see.
It.
You'll see. It's a, it's very specific.
I'm just really excited to share.
Is it like the valley fry, is it?
No, because it's not gravelly.
I'm really excited to share this thing.
It's like altitude because he comes from an education family.
Maybe it's.
Yeah.
He's like, trying sorry. To
conceived
lower
on
his...
seat 32B. Yeah. It's Peter Pilot.
Like, I'm always trying to pop my ears. You know how it is
when you live in the.
I don't
sky.
Like. I don't care for him.
Yeah,
we'll see if he has this 101. Maybe he'll surprise.
Maybe he'll surprise me. Listen, stranger things have happened. I've looked into the face of my boyfriend and thought, I wish you were dead. When can I break up with you?
Oh my god, that makes three of us. That
I definitely
have
a
us.
Moment where I was with a lady and I go, this has got to stop. Or like, this is the last time.
I remember
saying that. Mm. And then, of course it wasn't.
Does anybody, we're going to do, will you join me in Tweet of the Week? Yeah. Oh, by the way, okay, I want to do this. Somebody direct messaged me on Instagram, one of our listeners, and they had a great idea because every week we often have in the finals, we have Seth Vatt. And we have Cheyenne Constant. They are just all stars. And we want to invite Seth Vatt and Cheyenne Constant to the podcast studio to do a bonus pod to come. I don't know if you guys are in LA. I know where Seth is. I don't know where Cheyenne is. If you guys want to come do a podcast with us, we would love to have you.
How fun.
That would be so fun. Okay. Do you have anything you want to promote before we do our Tweet of the Week?
Watch DuckTales. I don't know where it is. I don't know how you watch it.
Great. Aaron.
My new album is out next Friday.
Oh, congratulations.
That's right. You were filming when we were in Sketchfest.
Yeah.
When we met Annalise.
I'm very excited.
What's it called? Where can people find it?
Deep Dive. Pre-sales start today.
Great.
And then it's full released on May 29th.
Called what? Where do they find it?
They can find it on iTunes and Spotify and Pandora and all things.
Deep Dive.
Please buy it.
And I'm busy filming season 2 of Insatiable.
Yay.
And I sold a book. I'm writing a book and it'll be out the fall of 2020.
That's so exciting. Congrats.
It is funny essays about my family and growing up in Little Compton and some Hollywood shit. Oh. And I'm writing it as we speak. And you guys, you have to buy my book.
Hell yeah.
Do it.
In a year.
Pre-sales going on.
Pre-sale,
now.
Kindle. Pre-sale.
Yes, exactly. But in the meantime, buy Deep Dive. Insatiable season 2 will be sometime this year.
Can I promote something really quickly?
Yes, ma'am.
If you guys love the drag queens on Bachelor this week, I just dropped my Ethnically Ambiguous episode with Shangela today. So listen to that if you're a fan of Shangela.
Yes.
She was great.
All right. Tweet of the Week. Here we go. Tweet number one. By the way, Lori called John Hamm. We were talking about John Hamm's massive dick in like one of the episodes. And Lori texted me. She called a hamaconda.
That's what they call it on D-listed.
The hamaconda. That's so funny. Okay. This is from Emily Asbury at Emily Asbury. Hannah, you had unicycle riding, juggling, and a John Hamm dick in high heels, and you picked the dude whose talent is love? No, ma'am.
I like it.
2.0 at Shelly 2.0. ABC, always be Cam, sounds like something Cam's mom said as advice for being bullied in elementary school, and he never found a way to cope.
Yep. Oh, that's a good one, too.
Alexis Madsen at ABC Madsen. Always be Cam, unless being Cam means white guy rapping and playing the harmonica. In that case, never be Cam.
I like it. So true.
All right. We have 3D Dorito at Jashaw. Luke P., it's day two, but I'm in love with you. Hannah, red flag, but I'm going to validate that. Miss J, I miss Tyra. Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Yeah, totally normal showing up to a furniture store on a group date you weren't invited to. I swear 30-year-old men with ticking biological clocks are the worst.
Yeah, true.
Cam specifically.
Okay. Ryan Paulson at R. Paulson Photo. Whichever roller girl made sure to tell the production assistant to go with a banked track over a flat track deserves an Oscar. Gravity plus dude bros equals brilliant television.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to narrow it down to Alexis Madsen at ABC Madsen. Always be Cam, unless being Cam means white guy rapping and playing the harmonica. In that case, never be Cam. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have the second one be 2.0 at Shelly 2.0. Always be Cam. Sounds like something Cam's mom said as advice for being bullied in elementary school, and he never found a way to cope.
I think I'm going to do the bully. It's just like so real.
So good.
Yeah.
All right. Our winner is 2.0 at Shelly 2.0. Always be Cam. Sounds like something Cam's mom said as advice for being bullied in elementary school. Blah, blah, blah. In the case, never be Cam. Guys, if you want your own song, you can get it on the Patreon. You can get that level. It's the Tennille Arts level. We have a new song that we wrote as a present. We're not going to out them because it's a gift going to their friend that's getting emailed today. But you can commission your own song, guys. Email us, rosepodcast@gmail.com. Like us on iTunes. Like us on Facebook. That's it. I'm excited
for the season.
Me too.
Me too. I'm very excited.
Who's going to win? Who's going to win? Who's going to win?
I still have to go with right now. I'm going to hold on to Luke.
Who's going
to
win?
Meat Thighs.
No, I don't think it's Meat Thighs, but I don't know anybody's names right now. But I guess I'll just say
Pilot?
No, I don't think Pilot.
Jed?
I think one of the guys that looks alike.
Jed, the singer?
No, I'll go with the singer right now, but I'll probably change my
name. Tana, who's going to win?
Oh god. It's either I still want to stick with Garrett. I think he'll be a slow roll. Garrett, okay. Peter, or Jed.
I mean, I still agree that I want Garrett. What's his name? Garrett to
Garrett,
make it.
Garrett, yeah. Garrett on the weekends.
But I think Jed's moving up.
I'm saying Jed's moving up too.
I think Jed's definitely moving up.
I think Jed's moving up.
And Luke will be a top three, but he's not going to make it because he's going to freak her the fuck out.
Agreed. We're also about to start Bachelor in Paradise Australia on Patreon. It's.
Oh, shit.
Do you want
how
us?
I get it? How do I want?
Anna,
what do I do?
Anna,
how do I,
Anna, oh, Anna, okay, Anna. Okay. How do people get it?
You. How to get to our Patreon?
You fly to
Australia. No, how do they watch
Bachelor
it?
In Paradise,
how do they
Australia?
Watch it?
How do you
watch so
them?
There is a link on our Patreon page that's public, so you can go and see it. And it's a website that the guy who previously ran that Google Drive, he made a website that you can go and create like a login and then access the videos through there.
Yep. So it's WAATR is our Patreon. Mm-hmm. Patreon.
Yeah, will you? It'll just just search Patreon. Will you accept this rose? And you can.
It's
find
really
it.
Fun. We're gonna watch it. You know who's on it? Is Alex the Russian accountant? Is on it?
No.
Yeah.
What?
Do you want to watch?
God.
Do you want to watch?
Oh, I hope he blings his flame blazer.
Oh my god. I'm gonna be honest with you. We watched the other last year Paradise Australia. It was my favorite version of this entire franchise I've ever seen.
Really?
There was like four couples that were like Carly and Evan. There were four really good, solid, weird couples.
I might have to do.
It was so fun. And it's beautiful. It's in Fiji. And the host looks like David Boreanaz with like jizz in his hair. And what's fun about it, too, is at first you're like, it looks like something I've seen. Like, it's sort of soothing because we're never going to see any of them in Us Weekly. We're never going to see any of them in People. Like, because we don't know who they are. So there's something very calming about it. Yeah. And then Alex is going.
Oh, my God.
That's
I love
nice.
Alex.
I like it.
I'm going to watch
for
it.
Him.
We haven't started yet. If you want to start.
It just depends about my sports schedule.
Okay, great.
UCLA softball.
I mean, you can
Friday.
Even just watch. You can watch.
That's not a joke.
All right, guys. I love you. I miss you. I have to go back to Atlanta, but I'll still be doing the pod from there. But I'll be back in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
UCLA is in the Super Regionals.
I think we need a picture.
accept this rose. Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.